path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great, man. No problem.
Good. Glad to hear it. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Anything exciting? You win any money?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I lost money.
How?
I didn't hurt any of those parlays.
But you said the Chiefs were going to win, so I mean, sure.
Yeah, but I didn't. I mean, I put other stuff on there.
So nothing?
I missed them all. Yeah.
I feel like you're in a drought.
Missed like a 16-leg parlay. Missed it by 10 yards, Jalen Hurts rushing. Just little stuff, you know what I mean?
Those take a while to get over.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get over that Thursday night Bengals game 2 months ago.
Yeah. So it is what it is.
So you watched football?
I watched them. I watched both the games. I did.
And?
I mean, you just have to be at that point now. Like, I talked to you about it earlier, and I sent the tweet, like, do I think there were bad calls in the game? Yes. Do I think Josh Allen got a first down? I do. Like, I do think that. Do I think they picked up a flag on that fourth down play? Like, Jim Nance said there's a flag. Tony Romo said he didn't see it. The TV said flag, but then there's no flag, like, and nobody mentions it again.
I've seen that happen before, though. Right?
I've seen it happen against the Lions, and okay. It made me angry.
Okay.
So, do I think there's a flag? Sure. Do I know what it was for? No. All those things can be said, but here's what I do know. That game is close, right?
Yeah.
Take every one of those things and switch them. Mahomes doesn't get the first. All that other stuff, right?
Yeah.
And the Chiefs win that game.
Yeah, that's what I texted
you. Reverse the rules. And I know it. Put everything back differently, and the Chiefs win that game.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind. Like, it just... So, whatever. Like, yeah, okay. Were there discrepancies? Sure. None of it matters to me. Like, you just, you know... you're just at that point where you've just got to accept, like... If it's close, they're going to win. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yep.
And so, call it the refs, call it whatever you want, they're going to win. And you're not.
That's what I was saying to people. I think I texted you as well last night. Just reverse the roles and look at that situation at the end of the game. If the roles are reversed at the end of that game and the Chiefs have the ball, the Chiefs, Mahomes, he finds a way to get down there and either get ahead or at least tie the game. He finds a way to do that. You know what I mean? It's just the difference. It's an important small difference.
You've seen it a few times in our lifetime. You've seen it with Brady. You see it with Mahomes. You see it with LeBron to some degree. And you saw it with Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and Jordan probably a little bit more, you know. Not more than Mahomes and Brady, but in my mind, more than LeBron. You know, by the way, all those guys probably the best of their game. But you've seen it with other players who, like, man, ninth inning, two outs. Derek Jeter's going to make something happen. I don't know what it is, but he just had it. There are plenty of baseball players who are better, but when you talk about those guys, Brady, Mahomes, there's plenty of guys who are clutch. Big shot Bob Horry, you know what I mean? He was unbelievable, but not on this level of, like, just supreme greatness and the clutch factor. You know, like, that. You know, four guys I've seen probably in my life.
And if you look at this season as a whole, look at how close so many games this season were. You look at yesterday's game, it's, you know, the highest scoring game for the Chiefs this season, right? And you go, man, you do have to give coaches credit. And I'm not saying that I ever thought Andy Reid was a bad coach.
No,
don't get me wrong. But for a while in
that
the beginning when they talked about how great Andy Reid was, I did wonder in 2018, 2019, how much credit is Andy Reid getting for Mahomes' greatness maybe? You know, could this be kind of a Belichick thing? Will we look back and go, well, which one was it? But when you see how the Chiefs you know, they've got different guys out there. You give all the money to Mahomes, you lose the fastest wide receiver, you lose all that stuff, and you have to work with what you got, but you've got the greatest quarterback. Andy Reid finds a way to change that game plan up and to just match those opponents and beat them. And last night was like the final cherry on top. You look at it and go, all season long they've been doing this. And you go, well, if you said, hey, the Bills are going to score 30, then do people go, oh, well, man, Chiefs are having a hard time scoring 30, so I guess we better put the odds in Buffalo's favor. You might, but you'd be wrong because Kansas City just finds a way to match their opponent and then get that little extra that they need to win, and that has to be, to a large extent, obviously Mahomes, but it's coaching. It's coaching. It's coaching to the point where you start to almost believe some of the conspiracies about, like, I think that when they play the Bills in the regular season, they don't show them any of the good stuff.
You know, well, I've been hearing that for a long time. Hold stuff back,
I've always thought, like, it's a bit of an exaggeration.
I just think he had a good game plan. But, like, you saw those first 15, 20 plays. They always say those are scripted. They were right on the money.
Yeah.
You know, like, everything he did kind of...
And and Allen, that pass, that dropped pass at the end of the game.
Yeah.
The Chiefs in the last few years, even if it was some guy that people were mad at because he'd sucked all season, he would have caught it.
Yeah.
That's just how the Chiefs have been rolling the last few years.
I mean, so that's it. It's like those little things. It too. It's like, I don't know what it is, but it is.
Those roles.
Like,
the Chiefs,
you know, the Chiefs would have caught that ball. There's no doubt in my mind. Yeah. Someone would have caught it.
They would have gotten down to the end zone.
Now, that said, if that dude would have caught it, we'd be talking a whole different story about Josh Allen right now.
Absolutely.
But I still think even if he caught it, the Chiefs win.
We'd find a way.
I still think they win.
I do, too. So, was I worried? Sure. Am I always a little too hard on the Chiefs? Probably. I think every year... The last, you know, certainly 2020, 2021, somewhere around there, I started feeling maybe the Mahomes era, you know, it's going to be tougher for them now. Maybe, I don't know if they're going to be able to keep going to the Super Bowl. Maybe they're not going to keep going to AFC Championship games.
When you walked out Friday, you said the Bills are going to win.
Well, I didn't say that. I said the Chiefs are impossible.
I pulled the audio. I can prove that you said that.
I may have literally said it. But what I said, and I know I said it multiple times last week, is I had this feeling that the Bills would win that game. But then I know how hard it is to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. And for the Bills, it's been impossible. So I could never, if you said put money on it, I would have absolutely put my money. I don't want to put money on it, but if you forced me to, I would have put that money on Kansas City because I can't bet against them in the playoffs. Even if I think, like, they got to lose this game, right? They're due for a loss.
I did put money on the Bills, but I put money on the Chiefs, too. But I put money on the Bills to win by 14 or more. Because I thought the only way they beat them is if they blow them out. Like, if they just come out and throw a couple of deep touchdown passes and get them in a position that they don't want to be. I also took the Chiefs minus the points in another parlay, but I had one bet of the Bills minus 14 because I think that's the only way you can beat the Chiefs. And as soon as the Chiefs scored that first touchdown, I was like, it's game over. Like, it's done. You guys went three and out. And they went down and scored. That means this is a close game. So I'm interested in what happens in the rest of the game, but I know the outcome here. Now, if the Bills would have went down and scored in three plays and then forced the Chiefs to a three and out and then scored again, but they didn't. So like as soon as they scored that first touchdown, I was like, well, this, you know, it's going to be a good game probably, but this game's over. You can't let them do that.
I texted my brother last night and said, if the Chiefs win this game, it's going to be a nail biter. It'll be exciting. If the Bills find a way to win this game, they're going to do it by two touchdowns or more. I said the exact same thing. Like, I just, that's kind of how this goes. So if it's close and it's close at the end still, then the Chiefs are going to win.
They're going to win.
It's just what.
And you're at that point now where you were. I mean, you keep saying you're at that point where you were with the Patriots. Like, well, okay. It's like, well, you know, the playoff game and a coin flip or whatever. It's like, well, for whatever reason, I just knew they were going to win the coin flip. Like,
I don't know why.
I don't know why, but they did.
Same for that pass that was
dropped.
Now
it's the same thing with the Chiefs. Like, it's like, and everything they do, like, I can't imagine, like, what? I can't imagine how bought in that entire franchise is. Meaning from the people who are doing the towels in the locker room to the marketing people, like the standard that they have to hold to everyone in that franchise, to me, is unbelievable. Like, I can't imagine what it's like working there. I mean, what if you're the you're there's no I can't there I guarantee you there from the assistant GM to the game day person, like there's nobody in there who slacks because the guys on the field hold you to a standard that I don't think I could work there. You'd be like, no, you have to fold the towel perfectly. Why?
Because this
because
is the
Mahomes
Chiefs.
Team, he does everything perfect. What are you doing? You can't not mop that part of the floor, idiot.
Right.
Mahomes would.
Yep.
Andy Reid would. You're like, well.
Yeah. It's like Colin Cowherd saying a couple months ago, whenever it was, that they may be one of the best run businesses, organizations in America.
That, yeah, like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Well, Laszlo.
Watch.
Here we are.
Yeah, what?
Once again, the Chiefs are headed to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
There's no way to say it without you saying that I am a...
Hey, I will say, I think Patrick Mahomes listens to the show.
Yeah?
Because I did not see any of that hand-down finger thing going on at all.
Okay.
Did you see it? I didn't see it. I was looking for it.
I've thought of you when I see it. I'm like, oh stop, no. stop.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see as much. Yeah. Didn't see as much. No, I did see a little bit of
it. Full-on zest.
I saw one of these for sure. I saw a quick, you know, where the arm's not fully extended.
Well,
he's
look, it's
going
to take him
down.
A minute to cut it all out, but I appreciate him listening.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things that it's the elephant in the room. He knows that people are talking about it online. We say, like, all that stuff doesn't get to these guys. I'm sure it does. Just like on that sports talk show where there's allegations or lawsuits of sex stuff, you know, you notice that people start dressing differently on the show. You're like, yeah, they probably get to them. They're probably. And the talk of Chiefs cheating. I mean, hell, you got the announcers talking about it during the game. So calling it a cheat peat. So, you know, that stuff, it's a big enough elephant in the room that eventually people start to say something about it, to address it, to do something about it, and maybe Mahomes is tired of you calling him zesty. Maybe he's tired of watching Twitch and seeing you do your lousy Mahomes impressions.
That's a good one.
It's not, but here we are. The people can't see you. I mean, I guess they can on Twitch, but so they can be the judge. Twitch.tv/Laszlo. So now for all the marbles, Laszlo, boy, those Eagles, that looks like a pretty good team. Like halfway through this season, you and I, someone would bring up the Eagles, and we were both like, the Eagles, I don't know, whatever. And then they just kept winning games, and we were still, both of us, I think, were like, the Eagles, I don't know. We don't watch a lot of Eagles football, but they kept winning. And now, of course, been paying a little bit closer attention.
Like I got Saquon Barkley guy. He's pretty good.
He's good. Yes, Saquon.
He's a problem.
Yeah, he seems pretty good. Could he play for us? Could we get him to...
No,
maybe
he left the Giants. You're trying to.
Maybe, yeah. Did you see that clip from Hard Knocks of them talking about Saquon Barkley? Where they're
I'm gonna
like,
have a hard time sleeping if he goes to Philly.
Exactly. Truer words have never been uttered. Well, now I'd like to get your thoughts.
He's
on
good.
You predicted,
and he looks like a good guy. Did you guys watch that game when his backup went in and? Man,
yeah.
And he scored the touchdown. He ran out there and congratulated Will Shipley. Like, you're like, man, this is... And good then game. The other time, like, hey, you could break the record or whatever. And he's like, no. Let the young guys eat.
Yeah, he stayed sitting on the bench. Yeah.
I heard he's a terrible person. and that he was scared because he was scared if he couldn't break the record.
Oh, I see.
And they'd always end up just a yard short, you know? And he's got that kind of mentality. He lacks, what you're talking about, that clutch ability.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's when he starts to get nervous when it's really crunch time.
Yeah,
so
it seems like that
should bode well for the Chiefs. But I'd still like to get your full thoughts here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
So, the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
A repeat from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And the teams are different. I mean, that's the thing that I see a lot of places. You know, it's a rematch, and you got the same two quarterbacks, but the teams are a little different.
Got the same
maybe not as explosive
coaches,
on offense.
Still got Mahomes and Hurts.
Yeah, just that the style of football, I don't know. Again, I didn't pay a lot of attention to the Eagles, but...
I mean, the big thing would be, you know...
I keep seeing the explosive offensive offenses are a little different. Maybe not as explosive. And yes, the biggest difference being that rather than being a passing game for Philadelphia, they rely heavily on that run. And when you got a running back who's run 2,000 some yards.
And they got the exciting whites.
Yes. So 2,005 rushing
people
yards.
Love them, man.
Wow. So it's the same teams, but.
Do you like the exciting whites?
Slightly different teams. I think if you say that you like the exciting whites, now people will label you
as a racist.
As a racist.
Oh, man.
It happened to Elon. You should have seen all Elon did was the Zeke Heil, and suddenly Everyone's calling him. And then he told the Nazis to, you know, quit being
so guilty. Well, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when it was on, you know, New Heights, where the Kelsey's brothers were talking about it. What's the hardest position to play? And then they were like, cornerback. They don't even let white people play it.
Right.
You know?
We just had that conversation. So, and yet it's like one of the most important.
Mm-hmm.
It makes all the difference in the world. Every time the Chiefs got a good cornerback, he was always excited. And then it felt like they didn't pay him.
Right.
And he was gone. Or they didn't like his attitude. Remember that? Jesus
Marcus
Christ.
Marcus Peters? Mm-hmm.
Yes. They didn't like his attitude. Why? Because he gave out turkeys in Oakland instead of Kansas City, whatever it was. It was so ridiculous. The guy was amazing. But your thoughts, Lazo, as the sports guy in the room, they are the same teams. I'm really just regurgitating what I hear and read that, you know, they're not exactly the same teams that they were a couple years ago because the way that they win football games has changed a little bit. They say that one thing I saw actually said that the Eagles are probably closer to the, I think I called them juggernaut that they were a few years ago than the Chiefs. And I'm not exactly sure why, although they did go on to talk about the Eagles relying on the run much more heavily now than they did a few years back. So, mm-hmm. It's one of those things. When you get to this point,
I think it's the same thing as the Bills game.
Like a coin flip?
No, I think if the Eagles can jump out and Saquon can score on the first play like he did in the, you know, then, you know, and they can stop him and then feed Saquon again and bully ball it down the field and get up by 14, then I think the Eagles win. Like, but if it's close in the fourth quarter, then the Chiefs are going to win. Like, the only way the Eagles have a chance is to blow them out. That's it.
But in these games, and for some reason I was totally with you on the Bills thing, about the Bills if they got ahead, just because of the way those two teams played one another. But in general, Mahomes is a good come-from-behind quarterback, which we'd never had
in Kansas City. I think it would be harder for them if the Eagles get up, it will be harder for the Chiefs to come back against them because of Saquon and Hurts. They can control the clock.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If they can get up and then just pound you.
Yeah.
You know, like I do your mom just all night long.
I know. Yeah.
Just run the clock out on that.
mm-hmm. Yep. And then it hurts.
I was talking to Snowcone, by the way.
Oh, you were talking to Snowcone. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
You know, but no, I think that it'll be harder because I do think that run game is bruising. And, you know, I think maybe the only way you can beat Mahomes is to keep him off the field. And, you know, Philadelphia has that type of offense where they can just try to, you know, pound you.
Control the clock. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pound you.
But if it's close, again, I don't think it matters.
Am I the only one who gets, you hear people talk about imposter syndrome, where they feel like they're not good enough to do their job, where they feel like they don't deserve whatever it is that they have in life, that they're just sort of faking it, that everyone else has it figured out. Does anyone else get that imposter syndrome with your sports teams ever, where you go, oh man, the Eagles look really good. I mean, they beat the Commanders easily. Yeah. And then you remind yourself, well, the Commanders might not be the greatest team. Mm. And as this happens, with the Super Bowl, the way it works, you get to the Super Bowl, a lot of times you're playing a team that you haven't played all year or haven't played in a long time. So you don't really know exactly how they match up. And I definitely suffer from that imposter syndrome where I go, oh man, are the Eagles a lot better than the Chiefs right now? Does just having Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts, does that alone mean that they're better than the Chiefs? And then they should be. And I saw, I think, what was the spread? Last night I looked at it right after the game, but it was like 1.5 points.
Yeah.
So people are saying it's
the Chiefs.
It's almost a coin flip, but they're giving that edge,
which the Chiefs.
They do, to the Chiefs. So would you, if you put money on it?
I would make the same bets I made last week and probably lose them. I put money on the Eagles by 14, and then put a parlay out with the Chiefs to win it.
Damn.
So I put a lot of money on the Eagles minus 14 because you can win a lot of money that way. And then I'd run, you know, the Chiefs and whatever, Travis Kelce, 50 yards and a touchdown, and start picking little stuff up. Kareem Hunt and a touchdown, and then just figure that's the way it's going to go.
I was thinking about Kelce last night and when they were doing the trophy ceremony, and I thought, could the Super Bowl, could this be one of those stories, it would be such a good storyline if the Super Bowl was his best game of the season? Because people were on him earlier in the season.
I think he's older. People just want to dislike him. He's had a good season.
I know they do. He's one of the, I saw the top 10 reasons that people hate the Chiefs, and one of the reasons, reason number 7 or something, was Kelce's swagger, and that they're tired of him.
I like it.
And then, of course, Taylor Swift being a separate thing, but not totally separate.
I guess a lot of people hate her. I don't understand why. I don't listen to, I don't know her music, honestly. Like, I don't.
Me neither.
But I even saw her last night, like, holding his mom's hand in the crowd.
I know.
And then you couldn't see who he introduced her to. But he introduced her to someone, and you could see on camera she shook out her hand and said, "Hi, I'm Taylor."
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, you know, "Oh, hi, it's nice to meet you, I'm Taylor." Like, she just seems like a decent human being. Like, and I, by the way, I can't imagine how hard that is to do when you're worth $1 billion.
And everyone's watching every move.
I'm kind of a prick now, and I don't make that much money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
How could you do it if you were her? Like, I mean, she must be an amazing human being to be a good person now.
I think, I mean, people say she's very nice, right? She's given a lot of money to the local children's hospital.
She didn't know anybody had that on camera, that she was like, "Hi, I'm Taylor." And even just to know to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
She seems nice. I don't know exactly what the grief or the criticism is with her. They say that it's just fatigue. I mean, are you really that fatigued? So the camera pops up there and shows Taylor Swift for half a second about 10 times a game. I'm so tired. Oh, I can't look at her. It's not like she's hard to look at. I don't understand it. But I do, in a way, sort of get it, because it just plays into the, oh, look at how much the media loves the Chiefs. Look at how much the cameraman loves the Chiefs' girlfriends. Look at how much this network loves that they've got a Chiefs game. I get it. You know, that's got to be.
That just doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
I saw after the game last night, who was it? Somebody was saying, look, if you hate the Chiefs and you're tired of the Chiefs, try to allow yourself to just enjoy this and realize that you're lucky to be alive to witness this greatness. And I was like, that's what we were saying, because Lazo taught me that with Brady.
And by the way, just you know, watching Brady the internet so much, so you more didn't fun. Have to sit through their fans, but the team itself is likable. Fans are miserable.
I never even thought about a Boston fan. I never looked at what Patriots fans were saying. I just came around eventually to Lazo's way of saying, hey, enjoy Brady. Yeah. The guy's good.
You're lucky to be alive.
He's the greatest. If you're watching this, people are going to talk about him for many, many years. And you can say, I watched that entire era.
Babe Ruth. It would have been awesome.
Exactly. I watched that whole era. And I got to the point where I not only tolerated him, then I liked him. And it made it so much more enjoyable because he was on TV a lot.
Yeah.
So the sooner you can just kind of go, hey, you know what? Maybe I don't have to hate them.
And all of them, I mean, I know, I guess you want to hate them or you want to hate Taylor Swift and, but, man, Travis Kelce, his brother, his mom, his dad, Patrick. All right, so Patrick's family, you know, could be problematic. But other than that, like, everybody, and by the way, he seems to stand above all that.
I know.
You know what I mean? I like his wife. She seems nice enough. And then everybody else says, you know, there's other things that happen, but he seems to, like, not address it. He's not on TV, like, leave my mother, my brother, my father alone. He's just like, you know, hey, it is what it is. So
has that stuff quieted down, or have I just...
I think it's quieted down, too.
Okay, that's kind of what I was
Jackson
saying. That's what I was saying the other day to somebody. I was like, you know, I don't even know what's going on with him. I haven't heard anything in a long time.
You know, everybody seems like they're likable. I tweeted this, too. Like, the Kareem Hunt arc.
I know. It's
like, I've heard they live long enough to be the villain, but not then live even longer to come back around and be the hero again.
I love it for him so much.
I saw people posting on Twitter, women, which, by the way, it doesn't matter. I'm not saying how you felt the first time, but it felt like people were upset with him, posting like, we've got to get this ring for Kareem.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you just keep plugging, man. Like, put your head down and keep going. Now, I'm one of those people who saw that video and was like, I don't
love. Especially when I found out what she was saying.
Yeah, what she was saying to him and how he did it. I didn't love that. But
it was a different time.
Don't bring all that up. Just the fact that he just kept working and doing his thing. And
we saw that video.
Same thing with DeAndre Hopkins. Just kept his head down, kept working.
But Kareem, you know, he was such good friends with Mahomes. You heard about how they were really tight. And he left, and then he has to watch that team go on and do those things. We saw the video, the body cam video of Kareem being pulled over in Cleveland by those cops, and he just seems so low and kind of just, you know, he seemed depressed, honestly.
Andy's press conference today, he said that he talked to Kareem at Mahomes' wedding and that he realized he was the change guy and he wanted to do right, and that planted the seed right then that we could bring this guy back.
There's no one person that I'm happier for, fan or player, about the Chiefs getting to go to the Super Bowl than him. Because it's just like, I know that had to have absolutely been crushing to see not only your team, but a team that you had some really good friends on that team.
Sure.
And you watched them go on to win those championships without you. And also, you're not necessarily supposed to still be doing this. There's no guarantees that you're even able to continue. Yeah. And at your age, your position.
And man, they ran him.
Yes.
I mean, he was the guy last night.
And I heard
night.
Troy Aikman last week saying, oh, you know, he used to be good for these big explosive runs. I'm like, yeah, I get that. But he has been good, surprisingly, for getting 4 yards.
Yeah. And by the way, that's a
running
job.
Clock down. And that is a very important job in football. In that NFC Championship game, one thing that I forgot to ask you about in that Eagles game, had you ever heard of the palpably unfair act where they said, if the Commanders keep doing this, we
had discussed this earlier in the season. Do you remember? Did?
We're going to give them a touchdown because it's a palpably unfair.
Me and Snowcomb.
There was something about a 2-point conversion earlier in the season, and I usually text Lizzo if I have a question about sports, and we didn't know the answer. We looked it up, and it was, if they keep doing the same thing, they will warn them, and then they can award the points.
They said it's extremely rare. I'd never heard of it. And am I saying it right? Was it called palpably unfair act? It was crazy.
93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior happens again. For now, it's a replay of second down.
To prevent a score after a warning, even though it's two separate people here, can lead to what is called a palpably unfair act.
Because they kept jumping off sides, right? Trying to prevent that sneak.
That's the smartest I've ever felt during a sports game.
I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
And we talked
about it on the air.
And they give you a touchdown?
They give you
6 points, right?
I think they award you whatever you're going for.
Is that what it is?
So if they're going for a 2-point conversion, they can award the 2 points.
Okay.
I assumed,
what are they going to give him? 2 points? Something like that?
No, he said
they'll give him a touchdown. That was crazy.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.